To help us with our next game, please welcome Editor-in-Chief of Bon Appetit magazine, Adam Rappaport.
All right.
I'm sure when people come to your house for the holidays, do you have people over for your house
on the holidays? Maybe.
They must expect a lot.
They do, and that's why we just give them ham.
Really?
Yes. Ham is, everyone loves ham, even especially us Jews. There's no way to make a Jew happier than giving them a big, glistening, baked, bone-in ham with Martin's potato rolls and a big thing of punch.
Do you do Christmas and Hanukkah?
Yeah, I have a 6-year-old son, and he said, Daddy, I'm half Jewish and half Christmas. Where his priorities are, yeah. It's all about the toys. He's like, I got Christmas and Hanukkah. So 9 crazy nights.
Okay, well, you are going to help us out with game here. It's entitled Seasons Eatings, perfect for someone of your stature and career. And here to play it, we have Stacy DeLynn and Jimmy Hoke. Stacy, what kind of food do you serve or make to wow your friends and family at the holidays?
My family's Italian, so we have a tradition every Christmas Eve. We do pizza fritta, which is like a fried dough. We make lots and lots of it, and you can put all kinds of like either sweet or savory things on it, but just a lot of like really fried foods. You sort of end the night all greasy and like full. And and it's funny that you're here from Bon Appetit because I subscribe, and it's always been like my dream to be one of those beautiful families, like, you know, at the French farmhouse with the, like, you know, everyone looks amazing. And I'm like, as I'm describing this like fried dough fest, I'm like, I don't think I'm getting in this
in the evening all bloated and you unbutton your top button on your pants. And...
Yeah, that one.
How about you, Jimmy?
Oh, well, my family is from the South, so we use as much butter as possible, but I tend to go for dessert. So apple pies, or I made a bourbon cake.
Well, you guys actually just gave us great examples, because obviously many countries and cultures have all kinds of different, strange, and festive culinary traditions. For example, I know that the Dutch on New Year's Eve like to make a batch of oliebollen, which is fried dough balls with holiday stuff inside. In this game, Adam and I are going to quiz you on some more unusual food traditions. Let's go.
In parts of Switzerland, the residents do something interesting with cream on New Year's to ensure a year of prosperity. What do they do with it? Do they A, pour it on their cows, B, drop it on the floor, or C, rub it on their faces?
I'm gonna say pour it on the floor, like gangsta style, like they pour some out.
You are correct! You drop it on the floor, it's supposed to represent overflowing abundance.
In certain parts of the Midwest, it's customary to serve Ludenfisk. You could argue it's dishonest to do so because it's literally white fish that has been soaked in what? Stacy.
Some kind of alcohol they like drink to stay warm in the Midwest, right?
it's not some kind of alcohol. Jimmy, do you have a guess?
My gut is vinegar.
Yeah, it's a closer gut, but incorrect. Lie. The answer is lie.
According to the German tradition of Weihnachtsgurke, it's good luck to hide what edible sandwich accessory in a Christmas tree?
Jimmy.
A pickle?
You are correct.
Name the Italian sweet loaf that comes in low and tall trapezoidal boxes that some people mistakenly think is named after a baker named Tony. Stacy.
Panettone.
Yes!
All right, not to be confused with Bobby Bacala, a character on The Sopranos, bacalhau is a Christmas staple in Portugal. What is bacalhau? Is it A, squid pasta, B, dry salted cod, or C, hard-boiled pheasant eggs? Sorry. Stacey.
B, I'm sticking with the dried fish one.
Dried salted cod.
All right, a fine matchup, but a winner has emerged. Stacey, you will be moving on. Thank you so much. How about a huge hand
for
Adam Rappaport? Coming up, we'll pit two highly competitive siblings against each other in a Family Feud-style game about the holidays. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.